What happened after 300 years of bloody persecution? What happened? The pagans, they were converted. And the reason was what? They saw this miraculous charity. They did not hate their persecutors. They loved them. They prayed for them. And where did Christians get this strength? Where? Sisters, believe me, I didn't come to Calcutta to give you pious sermons. I have too much to do with the United States. I came here to share with you the fruit of a half a century of priestly experience. The Eucharist is the miracle worker. Why? Because the Eucharist is Jesus Christ. That is why, as I said more than once, early Christians went to Mass and Communion every day. And I'm so happy to see, at least on some days, Sister Frederick coming to two Masses and receiving Holy Communion twice. You can tell her that I said that. And the present Pope, he's got no illusions. What a statement. The most persecuted Pope in human history is Pope John Paul II. I know the Holy Father personally. He is hated, and I mean hated, by many people, especially by apostate Catholics, except for the Holy Eucharist. Christianity, I don't say, would not have spread or thrived, would not even have survived. And I repeat, sisters, I'm not just giving you pious talk. I wouldn't waste your time or my time. We need, dear God, how we need people today who know and believe the same Jesus Christ who worked miracles during his public ministry is working miracles now. And your clock says 6:30. So my conscience tells me, stop. So we stop. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Oh, sisters, am I correct? You didn't say your answers, did you? Can we see the answers? No. Let's see it in English, okay? The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.